Portman.
It is a great beta. Whoa.
Come on, get it together. You had your day yesterday. Today's a new day.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. And to my right, a shocking revelation. The Packer backer, Mr. Wisconsin himself.
In
a number 55 Denver Broncos jersey, it is Kyle Wallace.
Yes, sir. Go Pack, go.
Kind of a hard thing for people to understand.
Hard my ass. Go Pack, go.
How about you explain as to why you are wearing said jersey?
Oh, this thing? This old new thing? Oh, no, I'm just wearing my little cousin's jersey. He plays for the Broncos.
Cool.
On the practice squad, I got elevated 3 times.
Now, so. I got a question, Kyle.
Uh-huh.
Let's say I pull the Phillip Rivers. And somebody came, not there was a punter injury, right? And it was not for the
Green
Bay
Packers.
Would I wear
your jersey?
Would you wear my, let's say the Carolina Panthers called at long last, their punter got hurt, said, hey, you're good with J.J. Jansen. Brad, why don't you come punt for us the rest of the year?
That's
now,
great.
The Packers don't play Carolina, so it's not exactly, let's say it was the, let's say it's the Baltimore Ravens. We play them toward the end of the year. Would you wear a Brad Nortman Baltimore Ravens jersey if we were playing the Green Bay Packers?
You ain't. My
family,
blood.
Yeah.
But what would I would support you.
So you're saying the Packers are more important than our friendship?
Bro, I went to I got tickets to a
Brad,
Packers
that's
game.
That's what he's saying.
Wow.
I went to a Packers game where my friend had got me tickets multiple times, and I put Packers stuff underneath, and I cover it up over the top, and I still cheer for the Packers quietly.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I
thought you were loyal.
I am different.
I thought you were loyal.
I would do that, Brad. I have evidence to share.
Thanks,
why
Ben.
I would. Because when the Bucks were playing the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, I wanted the Bucks to win, but at the same time, I was thinking to myself, well, Frank Kaminsky's getting meaningful minutes. And
that's
if
true.
One of my best friends has a chance to make a lifelong memory, I'm like, go Frank.
He ain't playing in the Super Bowl.
That is true.
He's playing a regular season game.
Regular.
And he's already
done that before.
For real, though, can I say this, though? Did Phillip Rivers give you hope? Like, for a little second there, did you think, wow, maybe?
No.
I mean, you're only 36.
True.
You're only 36.
You actually have to keep that leg very, very strong and flexible to perform in the NFL.
I haven't punted almost 6 years. I haven't punted a football in almost 6 years.
Oh, sounds like there's some
even
trauma
casually.
You need to work through.
Is that traumatic, or would it be more traumatic if I regularly just got my footballs and went
Colin
to local
Kaepernick
field and kicked
been practicing
around.
For the last 6 years, too.
Just staying ready. Who knows?
800-990-3776. Yes, there's going to be people coming into the YouTube at ESPN Madison, at ESPN Milwaukee, wondering why Kyle Wallace is wearing a Denver Broncos jersey.
It looks good, don't it?
His cousin has played in 3 games for the Broncos
is
on the practice squad, so he's not able to play unless he's signed to the 53 because he's had his 3 elevations to the Broncos.
Unless they sign him to the 53-man roster.
Alex Strofe is running the show. Again, 800-990-3776. Can you be a Packer backer and wear a family member's NFL jersey at the same time? Consider me confused.
Should I put it on backwards?
I want Strofe's take. Strofe, you're a real Packer backer.
His family's very unathletic.
Let's live in fantasy land for a second. Let's live in fantasy land for a second. Your cousin is playing for the Denver Broncos as well. You and Kyle somehow both have cousins that have associations with the Broncos. Would you be wearing your cousin's jersey going to the game in Denver?
Remember when Kyle fell into our Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin mobile studio right outside of Lambeau Field?
Yes.
There was a stump.
And he just took a shot at my athleticism.
Yeah.
There was a stump.
It's beautiful. There was a stump. Where?
There was a stump, but the stump had nothing to do with his fall.
Stop it. Can we, for the absolute dot. For the record, I locked Ben ass up. Did I not?
No.
He won.
Did I not? You remember that?
No, actually, it was I tried jumping the route because you were actually running around, and I got bored, and
people
then you
forget,
went.
People forget I was dropping dimes that day. But
anyway, surprisingly, can we get to the real point of what's going on?
Wow.
Kyle Wallace is wearing a Broncos jersey.
I have no issue with it. It's his cousin.
You have no issue with it. Would you wear it? Would you wear it? Let's say you're
it's not
cousin.
Sunday. I don't have a problem with it today.
Oh,
he's supporting his cousin.
I'll be wearing Bronco stuff on Sunday with Packer underneath.
Nick chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. If my hypothetical son was in the NFL, I wouldn't wear his jersey because I'm not a fraudulent fan. I get a custom Packer jersey with his name and number.
Yeah.
Tell me you're
that
full of crap when I tell you're full of crap.
Exactly. Shut up. I used to talk a lot of crap, too. And then, you know, stuff got real. Now, the only team I would draw a line for. The Chicago Bears. That's where I draw the line to say that is
fair.
That is the only one where I say, listen, cuz.
What if your son is playing for the Chicago Bears? He made it. He did what Kyle Wallace Sr. could not do. Are you wearing the Chicago Bears jersey with
that
Wallace
we're
on the
automatically
back?
Automatically thinking it's Kyle Wallace Jr.
Of course. Kyle Wallace Jr. is playing for the Bears.
You'd be
cornerback.
Wearing Bears gear. Don't try
down.
And save face. It's normal. Brian Bulaga
grew up in Chicago
and is a lifelong Packer forever.
If you don't do it, you're a bad father. If you do it, you're a bad fan.
Turn in your Packers share, traitor, Tim the 920.
Kyle Wallace Jr.
I hope Kyle Wallace Jr. gets the opportunity to play for any team in NFL. And I'll tell you this right now. If it was the Chicago Bears, I would not be wearing Bears. I just say my son plays for the Bears.
Come on. That's a lie.
Y'all, I would wear Vikings. I would wear Lions. I would not wear Bears. I wore Cowboys, and I don't like the Cowboys. I hated the Broncos. I hated the Broncos. I told you, I went into the damn stadium, and I saw John Elway celebrating the Super Bowl. They won over the Packers, and I got sick to my stomach. But the Bears, I just can't. They suck. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Your son
worst
is
nightmare.
Making millions, and then if you lose all of your money, he can make sure you don't go in a home and have a house and have somebody to wipe your butt if baby girl can't do
him.
It.
I'll wear his college stuff.
Wow. Dad, I need your support.
Honestly, this is stressful. If he say he was the first round pick, you know, you never know. And they said, you know, and the Chicago Bears on the clock and the phone started ringing. I said, God damn it! No!
That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
You would be celebrating.
You would find a condo in downtown Chicago.
No, I ain't say I wouldn't. Live it up. But I'm saying when it came to cheer, I would honestly cheer for them. Like this is a great example. The Broncos need to win this game on Sunday because they're trying to they're trying to get first place. I don't give a damn. It's go Pack go. My Packers need to win more than anybody else.
All right. We will I think we need to put up a poll on Twitter at KBNESPN. As a Packer fan, if your hypothetical son was playing for the Chicago Bears, would you wear Bears gear?
No, absolutely not.
It was such a good poll that I know Strofe's on the phone, so I got to remember that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
If your hypothetical son was playing for the Chicago Bears and you are a Packer backer, would you wear Bears gear? 800-990-3776. Because as some people are pointing out on the Carbless Talk and Text Line and YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, they're saying, of all weeks to wear it, you didn't choose to wear this jersey when he was elevated to the team. He will not be playing in this game, yet you are rocking
that
jersey in front of our face.
You never know. Miracles could happen.
Well, exactly.
Not miracles could happen, but I mean.
Hey.
I mean, not miracles. I mean, I hope.
You must not think he's very good if you got to call him a miracle.
Yeah, actually, right?
No.
I'm a walking miracle. You just compared me to him.
No, I just understand how the NFL works. It's just tough. You got to make a room for a guy who's undrafted. He already got called up three times, so I think it's a blessing that they thought that much of him, that they called him up three times already.
Strofe, you working on that poll, or do you need me to say it again, which I'm happy to? You're good? Do you need me to say it again? As a Packer backer, if your hypothetical son was playing for the Chicago Bears, would you wear Bears gear? Because Kyle is claiming that he would not. If Kyle Wallace Jr. was drafted by the Bears, he'd be like, yes, all hell, though.
No, I'm not. No, I'm telling you.
Would you wear, okay, let's say the Bears are playing the Cardinals. Would you wear bear stuff then?
Not even
Bears Packers matchup.
Bear stuff. No, the hell was
your son?
No,
son looks up in the crowd, wants to see his dad proud of him, and he won't even support him.
I'll wave. Hey,
the
son.
Packers are more important than you and your son.
No, that's not. No, my fandom of cheering for the Packers. The Bears just suck. I couldn't do it.
If Kyle Walls Jr. is playing for them,
that's just I wouldn't wear bear stuff. No. Would that be the one time that I would want them to win the Super Bowl? Probably.
What if your son's a pitcher for the Cubs? Or Cubs stuff?
God. Not in a snowball's chance in hell do I wear Chicago Bears stuff, even if my kid did play for the Bears.
Yeah.
Rick from Madison.
Wow. Exactly,
if my
Rick.
Son played for the Bears, he would be disowned, Dave from Aaron.
Man, I'm underestimating.
No Cubs,
the
no
hatred
Bears.
Yes. Over the family pride.
Y'all not real fans of teams. I know I got the jersey on, but I draw the
Dave
line with
the
Chicago
920.
Bears.
Never.
Yeah, not
I
Bears.
Couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it.
Couldn't. Thank you, Stroh.
Come on, Stroh.
With how poor you are?
Your son's the punter. Come on now,
yeah,
you're wearing it.
I think maybe I wear like a navy hoodie. I couldn't wear Bears.
Ooh, he's smart.
So I'd do like a workaround.
These are guys without kids, Ben. That's my takeaway.
I agree.
You're gonna look.
They
at,
don't know.
You're gonna look at Alex Stroh Jr.
Love.
I would root for him to succeed.
You're gonna look at Alex Stroh Jr. And you're gonna see how successful.
That'd be a
coordinated.
Horrible name, by the way, Alex Stroh Jr.
It is tough. Jr.
And you're gonna see him with Stroh Jr. on the back in navy and orange. And you're going to say, I got to support
myself. Oh, does it say Stroh Jr.?
Stroh, it would say
Stroh
Jr.
That's fun. Oh, wait a minute. Now you're on to something.
You'd get a Stroh Jr. jersey. I know you would.
Hell no. I'm definitely
Alex Stroh Jr.
I'd hang one up. Only the back, not the front. It would not be saying Chicago in my living room.
Yeah, I feel you. I hate the
Bears. Would you
even get
a hat?
The poll is
no. Why would I get anything? I don't need anything like that. I don't need anything like that.
As a Packer fan, if your son hypothetically played for the Bears, would you wear a Chicago jersey? Right away.
Nope.
100% of the vote. But
hell
it just
no.
got up.
Hell no. Hell no.
Look at you standing on business right now, and yet the Packers play the Broncos, and you're wearing your cousin's jersey. You said you hated the Broncos. You're talking about eight sides of your mouth,
do. I'm not going to lie. I hated the Broncos, but I will say this. I had a good time. I had a very good time at the game. But I can't wait because people will be so confused on Sunday because I'm legitimately going to have all the Bronco stuff on. But when Jordan Love drops dimes, yeah, 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 yeah. And them Broncos fans going to be like, and my uncle, he don't play. He's going to like, sit your ass down. You don't have to move out this section. He already told me I can't
Man,
wear
a
no
lot
Packer
of,
stuff.
A lot of vocal, I would not wear Bears jersey. I'd wear a navy sweater at most.
Wow. Yeah. Stunning.
As a father, my kids know and would understand how their dad hates the Bears, and I would not wear my kid's jersey. Well, let the poll.
Those are real Packer backers right there. We hate the Bears. We hate the Cubs. We couldn't do it.
If my son played for the Bears, they'd mean more to me than Packers ever could. Check back after Kyle has kids. Wisconsin family on Twitter.
Do y'all must not know. Y'all think this is a joke?
Josh Kenosha is a Bears fan. He has a question for hypothetical Kyle Wallace Jr.
Kyle, if your son, Kyle Wallace Jr., was playing for the Bears in the Super Bowl, would you root for your son to win the Super Bowl?
You know what's crazy about that? Because I would cheer for him, but I also, you know when you want somebody to do something, but you kind of feel salty about it? Like, damn, I want them to win, but like, I really don't. Like,
yeah. Well, this is, Brad, this is
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I would cheer for my son to win a Super Bowl, but it also would be like, damn. The Bears
no, it
won
wouldn't.
A Super Bowl.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would no be. If the Broncos win a Super Bowl this year, and because I hate the Broncos, I really do. I respect them because they gave them a chance. But I'm going to be like, I'm happy they will win, but I'll also be like, oh, dang, now the Broncos get to be happy. I don't want them to be happy.
My son should have turned down the Bears for a Green Bay walk-on spot.
No, I promise y'all, I'm dead serious. I hate the Bears so much. So much.
Kyle, I can't believe I'm about to say this. You're the only one speaking rationally today.
Thank you.
First time ever.
From the broke guy without kids.
This is insane.
The broke guy without kids to the guy without kids.
Utterly. I can't believe what I'm hearing. This is just probably about delusional.
Brad, you sold yourself out to the NFL. That's why
right.
You forgot about Desmond Howard for the touchdown. You got paid a check from the Panthers. You said Desmond Howard.
Guess what? Your son would be getting that check from the NFL.
Don't matter. I'm still cheering. No, I'm cheering for the Packers on Sunday, and I'm cheering against my
own. Beyond the conversation of the hypothetical of Kyle Wallace Jr. playing for the Chicago Bears, I'm worried about Kyle Wallace Jr.
You forgot about the fact that he said last week, the way his kids will be raised, it's Packers and then everything else.
That's very true.
I'd love to get baby girl's take, your fiance's take on all
baby
this.
Baby girl.
Because she would say you're an unsupportive father.
No, she knows what she's marrying.
I'm waiting for you to show me the text. You haven't looked at your phone because you're nervous.
No.
So after Jordan Love plays 15 years for the Packers, then goes out and plays for the Jets, obviously it'll be the baton pass to somebody else. Kyle Wallace Jr. is going to be playing cornerback for the Bears, and you're hoping that the next Jordan Love, the next Packer quarterback, cooks your son? Cooks him.
Whoa. I didn't say that.
Son, this is what the Packers do.
I want my son to walk out there and say, well, hell, I did my job.
Tim, Mr. Angry chimes in on Twitter with a wonderful gift to our question. If your son hypothetically played for the Bears, would you wear a Chicago jersey? It is Simba being held up by who? What's his name?
Rafiki.
It's Rafiki throwing Simba over the mountain.
Smart man.
That's hilarious.
Smart man. I don't know how this is even a conversation.
Bro, it's 50-50 on the poll.
Oh, let me go to this poll and vote. Hell no.
I'd rather be a bad father than put a Bears jersey on the Carveless talking text line.
I'm quite amazed. That is...
I'm in shock. I got to process this. I got to read through all the responses. Kyle Wallace is wearing his cousin's Broncos jersey the week that the Broncos are playing the Packers.
Go, Luca!
But if Kyle Wallace Jr., Kyle's hypothetical son, played for the Bears, he would never put on a Bears jersey. Would you for your son? 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. We continue on as I'm in shock next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Still catching my breath here. Kyle Wallace, you are kind of the man of half the people.
Yeah, we make
on
sense.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN, if your son or hypothetical son as a Packer backer was playing for the Chicago Bears, would you wear Bears gear? I told Strofe I'd like to effort to get Mark Tauscher, Mark Chmura, and Brian Bulaga, if possible, as former Packers. All three will end up in the Packers Hall of Fame. Brian, all three with Super Bowls, so they bleed green and gold. Their paycheck is green and gold, but they all have kids, and I think sons, to my knowledge, and even if they don't, as former Packers, I want to know if they don't have a son, their hypothetical son, right? Even if their interest isn't football, if they would wear Bears jersey as former Packers in the Packers Hall of Fame.
Tausch is the real one because Tausch actually grew up a Packers fan as well. He grew up in the States, so that one would be a tougher pill to swallow for him, but... I mean, the rest of them, they just going to mind the business that pays them. That's what they going to do.
If I still quite understand it. I can maybe understand a level of neutrality when the Bears play the Packers. But with the Bears just play some random team, and you don't wear Bear stuff to support Kyle Wallace Jr., I can't even wrap my head around that.
I can just say, that's my son.
Wallace. How do we know? You look like just a guy.
I would just have.
You're not wearing any gear.
I would have all of his college stuff on. I would have his NFL combine.
What if he
stuff
goes
on.
To Ohio State?
Ooh, no.
His NFL combine Minnesota stuff on.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, I would wear anything.
You would wear,
Minnesota
you would wear
gear?
The tight shirt?
Gopher gear? Listen, no. It'll be very tight
that's
on a
the NFL combine stuff you're referring
no,
to.
No, Strofe wasn't real
tight,
man.
Tight
it
shirts.
Wasn't tight on Strofe.
You wear the tight shirt and the spandex.
No, they give you more than that. They give you good NFL more. Good stuff. Yeah, I would
you
definitely.
Got any other combine stuff left?
I got a bunch. I got a whole closet full.
You selling it?
Yes. No.
My no. wife can cheer for him and wear his gear. I will be booing him, especially if he's a bear. Yeah. Nick in the 608.
I wouldn't cheer. Like, I'm not cheering for the Broncos to do well on Sunday, and I wouldn't cheer for the Bears to do well. I would simply
so then why
cheer.
Wear the damn jersey?
Because it's cool. I get to represent my family. Like,
so you're doing it for clout.
And you're just trying to attach yourself to him.
His last name's not even Wallace.
Okay. Well, he's not a Wallace. It's not through my dad. It's through my mom.
He'll wear a Turner, but he won't wear a Wallace Jr.
Yeah. No, crazy.
The Bears shouldn't. We should have pulled an Eli Manning. Say, we ain't going to Chicago. We ain't. Don't draft us. We're not
so,
doing
so
it.
So now the hypothetical is you are part of the Manning Mafia.
Don't listen. Don't let Kyle Wallace Jr. actually have some real talent we can dictate. Listen, we ain't going to Chicago.
You think you are Dion?
We ain't going to Chicago.
I work for Dion.
Well, his son ended up tumbling and
yes,
falling
exactly.
to the fifth
so
round.
No, so you might you ain't the Mannings.
You might
tumble. The Mannings.
That'd be awful.
You don't have the grandfather and the fathers. And...
I'd be so salty, son. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I thought I had it for you.
I messed up the bag. I'll wear whatever jersey you need me to wear. Out here begging.
Oh, my God.
Nah, hell
what would
no.
you think of Baby Girl if Baby Girl wore Kyle Wallace's Jr.
Listen,
pair
Baby
stuff?
Girl don't give a hell. Baby Girl gonna wear the damn bear. She'll wear whatever.
But but that must sicken you to see Baby Girl in bear stuff?
She her own person. I mean, I would be disgusted by it, especially when you come to washing clothes. Like, oh, what is this? Like, there's no bear stuff ever.
That's where it would get disgusting, is washing the clothes?
So I gotta touch it. I don't want to touch it.
I
hate everything Chicago. It. That's why I don't do this whole.
So you wouldn't
put
give her a
on.
Smooch if she was wearing a bear shirt?
No, I still kiss her. Now that's still my baby. I close
okay,
my eyes.
But once
it.
Again, I say you're drawing the line at the washing machine
because I have to touch the clothes that have the bear stuff on it. Ugh. I don't think I've touched bears anything in my life.
I'm still in disbelief.
Either,
I really yeah. am.
But you're supposed to put a bear's sweater on still.
Oh, yeah, you still have to dress up as a Mike Ditka.
I'm sure we'll see that happen in 2046.
So
all right, suit boy.
Is your vote that's true.
An underwear guy.
I'm
supposed to wear a week of underwear.
Yeah. I don't know what y'all did for me, but I disagree.
Paint your fingernails. Orange and black.
I'll paint my fingernails.
Orange and blue.
Yeah, I'll paint my fingernails.
Yeah,
that's
he
cool.
would look like a Broncos fan.
That's true.
Yeah!
and you have to wear a Bears shirt. Ironically.
I didn't agree to that. I'll paint my fingernails, though.
Strofe, what was your final vote? You would not wear bear stuff for Strofe Jr.?
Hell no, he would.
I like this. Adam in the 608. And again, this is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, 800-990-3776, Carpless Talk and Text Line, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Kyle Wallace is wearing his cousin's Broncos jersey. He's on the practice squad. He's been elevated 3 times. He's flying out there for the Packers-Broncos game, and he's rocking his cool cousin's jersey. It then led to Brad asking, hey, Kyle, if Kyle Wallace Jr. were to go play for the Chicago Bears, would you wear Bears jersey? He said, hell no, in all of his Kyle-isms. That is on the poll for you to vote for. If your son were playing for the Bears, would you wear Bears gear? Ben, if your daughter went full ride to Marquette for basketball, would you wear her jersey? 1,000,000%
it's
yes.
It's different. Mm. It's your daughter. You didn't play against a women's basketball team. Let it be your...
Did you play against the Bears?
The only franchise I may have never ever had in franchise was Chicago Bears.
You could even crack it in D3, and now you think you played against the Bears.
No, but imagine it being like Michigan State. If your son would go to Michigan State, you
what's your most hated team? College,
Duke.
Pro?
Yeah, all of them. You couldn't name a college team. I would wear all the gear.
You're so unloyal.
No, so I'm being loyal to my family.
There's a higher degree of loyalty to your own son.
Y'all ain't real.
Or daughter.
I'm actually being real to my family. I'm supporting the person who I want to succeed more than me. That is how it works. You want your children to be more successful than you are.
Kyle Wallace Jr., Ben Bruce Jr., they'll love you back. The Packers ain't loving you back, man.
Yeah, they don't even send you gear anymore.
They're not even loving you
back.
And
you pay them $250 for that stock.
It's unrequited love.
They're, you know, I'm in a toxic relationship with them because of this guy to the left of me, Ben Bruss. It just is not, it's not my fault.
Did you just say you're so unloyal as you sit here as the Packer backer of the show wearing a Denver Broncos jersey the week they play the Denver Broncos?
Dude, it's still go Pack go. What are we talking about?
Bro, this is the ultimate if you thought Kyle was a flip-flopper, today is the perfect day as you're wearing the Broncos
what
jersey.
What is confusing about it? I can't go somewhere supporting a singular person but supporting a full team.
You should wear a Turner jersey that's the Packers. If you're going to have this stance,
well,
you should get
stupid.
A 55 jersey with Turner on the back.
That's Kingsley and Igbari. Who the hell is that? What are we doing?
He made a good play.
Yeah.
He did.
Big third down stop.
Yeah.
I'd be confused. No.
No, you have everyone confused, man. You have everyone confused right now.
You're the confused one.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I think you have some demons you got to work out.
I have no confusion whatsoever. I'm telling y'all this right now. When Jordan Love goes and torches Vance Joseph's defense, I'm going to be celebrating. Now, I'm going to say a little cuz after the game. Hey, cuz, hey, cuz. I mean, they
what
good.
Are you, what are you going to say to your cuz?
They good. I'm going to take the picture on the field after the game.
You're like a family guy, aren't you? Like
big family guy. Yeah big family.
Are you?
Very big, but listen, there's
doesn't feel like it.
They get it. They told
Stevie chimes in. This is one of the most counterintuitive exercises I've ever experienced. Kyle is the ultimate family guy, but is speaking anti-family.
I'm not speaking anti-family. I said, go out there. If you get a chance, do your thug thizzle. But at the end of the day, if the Broncos win, you think I'm going to be out there, oh, good game, y'all kill. Hell no, I'm going to be mad.
This is about Kyle Wallace Jr.
Again, Kyle Wallace Jr., if he got an interception or did something against the Green Bay Packers, I'm going to say that was nice, but like, damn, we
would
lost.
You celebrate?
But
would you celebrate? Kyle Wallace
he said,
Jr.,
no,
I would celebrate.
He said, damn, we lost.
Oh, my God. We did lose.
No, we become Kyle Wallace Jr., greater than you and your son?
Currently, they play 17 games. By that time, it might be 25 games. You mean to tell me they can't lose two games to the Packers?
You not having kids for 70 years?
I don't know when they're going to get to 25 games.
They're not.
They won't.
Okay, 20 games, 18, 19, whatever the hell it is. They can sacrifice two games. They can sacrifice two. I'm only asking for two a year.
I don't know about you, but my head hurts, and I know it would help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need to decompress and really enjoy a nice cold Carbless tonight. That is what I go to after a day like this when I just can't make two cents of it. But luckily with Carbless, I can make every sense of it because it's a guilt-free, blissful experience every time I open up one of those ice cold Carblesses and enjoy every single sip. And it doesn't just stop at the flavors because the flavors, woo, they're so good. You got all the margarita varieties. I'm going to go to Costco, pick up the margarita variety pack, and also probably go to my local grocer, pick up the classic cocktails. While I'm there, I look at the Tropical Bliss variety pack, the fruit flavors, the classic cocktails, the margaritas. That just shouts holiday season, and it shouts pleasing everybody, because you never know what everyone's going to want, but with Carbless's flavors, everybody wins. But not only that, the joy doesn't just stop there, because it's a guilt-free experience, especially this time of year when maybe you're indulging on the Christmas cookies, or maybe having a little bit of extra this or that. You don't have to have that feeling with Carbless. Zero sugar, zero carbs, zero gluten, just 100 calories, and oh-so-perfect carbonation. Not too much, not too little, just the right amount. So this holiday season, as you're busy, as you're doing all your things, make sure you kick back, relax, enjoy an ice-cold Carbless, because this is more with Carbless.
We are going to dive into how the Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl. In order to win the Super Bowl, they need to clean up blank. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. I want to hear from all of you. We have our answers, but before we do that, let's go to Dan and McGuanago on the Carbless Talk and text line.
Hey, Dirty D.
Hey, Kyle. They're forcing you. They're telling you can't wear Green Bay Packers stuff. That's like telling me that I can't wear a Giannis jersey.
Mm. No, you are completely missing the ball here, Diana. That made absolutely no sense. I got to get rid of you. We're going to go dive deeper into the Green Bay Packers on the other side.
Jeez.
That made no sense next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Vince Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I do want to know what the Packers have to clean up in order for them to win a Super Bowl. But one last thing here before we move on, as Kyle Wallace is wearing his cousin's Broncos jersey as he plays for the Broncos on the practice squad, elevated three times, we got into the hypothetical. Kyle, the Packer backer, if Kyle Wallace Jr. played for the Bears, would you wear his Bears jersey? You said no. Let's take it a step further here. Let's test where you are. Family or Packers? Kyle, if Kyle Wallace Jr. was the quarterback and he played for the Bears and they were playing the Packers in the NFC Championship game, they were down by four and it was fourth and goal at the 1 yard line in the last play of the game. Would you cheer for him to score or throw a game ending interception?
Oh, come on now. I'm be honest. I love my Packers. Oh, to have my son be the quarterback of a football team.
Because you won't wear his jersey?
I didn't dream of being a quarterback.
It's not your dream. It's Kyle Wallace Jr.
I even went to the Super Bowl, I still wouldn't wear a jersey. I wouldn't wear a jersey. I just said that's my, like, I have Wallace something. Like Strofe said, blue.
Here's the thing.
Blue.
We all know Kyle's full of crap.
Full of crap.
Completely full of crap. Because can you imagine if Kyle has a son
who's a quarterback in the NFL?
Not
even that far. God willing, Kyle has a son. Can you imagine what he's going to be like at his high school games?
Actually, I'm pretty chill.
Can you imagine Kyle Wallace in the stands?
I'm pretty chill.
That's my boy.
No, I'm pretty chill.
Yeah, you're a chill guy.
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's what everybody says about you.
So I obviously
I'm pretty chill.
What would happen if he like throws a pick? Oh, come on, son.
No, when he throws a pick, the hard part is everybody's going to talk trash about him. Mm. Hey, that's my boy. Shut up. Things happen. What's your son doing?
Run the wrong route.
Yeah. Everybody.
They ran into each other because you guys don't know how to, you're not training good enough.
Well, you know what's crazy is that Wisconsin, my uncle, his dad, is very expressive. And I remember when Graham Mertz was having some issues and throwing some interceptions. He's like, get him out the game. I said, uncle, calm down. Daddy, parents, right up there.
Yeah, the family section is all one area.
My parents in high school. Jonathan Bruss got punched by a parent of the own team I was on.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
Didn't pass the ball enough, and I agreed. But I don't think, he should have shut up.
Well, he should be passing you the ball, for sure.
Yeah. Wasn't. He was trying to get his own rocks off.
Oh, yeah. Nah. You did Bruss.
We go to host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, mornings from 7 to 9, on 94.5 ESPN, it is Mark Chmura, the Packers Hall of Famer, the Super Bowl champ. Chewy, I don't know how we got you to do extra things outside of 7-9, but I am damn happy to have you.
Well, it's 72. It's easy to do when you're here.
That's fair. We're all shoveling that heavy, wet snow when we get home. So
that's what I hear.
We've stumbled into a conversation because Kyle's cousin has been on the practice squad. He's been elevated three times for the Broncos, and he's wearing his cousin's Broncos jersey. That had led to the hypothetical. If Kyle Wallace had a son, Kyle Wallace Jr., playing for the Chicago Bears, Kyle is claiming that he would not wear Bears jersey of his son. If your son was on the Bears, any position, quarterback, whatever, would you wear your son's Bears jersey?
Absolutely.
That's right. They should strip you of the Packers Hall of Fame, Chewy.
strip you
of the Packers Hall of Fame.
My son's in coaching, moving up the ladder. If he ever gets a chance to coach in the NFL for a team other than the Packers, I will be sporting whatever team he is playing for.
Do you think, I mean, it's clear, right, Chewy? Kyle doesn't have a kid, so he doesn't know what that means yet.
How did Lombardi explain it? God, family, Green Bay Packers? Is that how it went?
Ooh.
So family is over the top of Green Bay Packers. So I'm with you, Kyle. Family's thicker than green and gold, I guess.
No, he's saying he wouldn't wear a Bears jersey.
Hold on. But he is wearing his brother's Denver Broncos jersey.
Cousins.
But he's not really rooting for him.
He's going to be cheering for the Packers in the Broncos section.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Go Pack Go. What do you mean?
I know, but your own son plays for the Bears and you wouldn't wear his jersey.
I can't be seen in a Bears. It would just be icky. Chewy? I'm not used to Chewy joining.
Whoa.
I'm not used to Chewy joining.
The Bears is kind of a fake rivalry. You know?
I still hate them. I hate their fans. I hate their team. I hate everything about them. Everything about it. I've only gone to Chicago to hang out like twice, and it was for other people, a wedding and a birthday party. Other than that, never been to Chicago to hang out. Why? I hate the city. Hate everything about it.
Well, then I think when your son is able to walk and talk, you better get out in front of this thing and tell him, if you ever play for the Chicago Bears, I will never wear your jersey.
Mm. 100%. Well, it'll be understood. Son,
nothing like a father's love. Am I right, Chewy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, absolutely.
Go get your tan on, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
No, thanks, Chewy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good perspective from Chewy right there. How about
Super Bowl
that?
Champ,
I love that guy.
Holmgren coached him, pulled Lombardi out on you, and you're still a fraud.
I'm not a fraud whatsoever.
You're a family fraud.
He's a real fraud. The Green Bay Packers made him everything he is, and that's how he returns the favor. Sit there and say, oh, my son coached the Bears. I'm putting on a Bears hat. Mm-mm. Disappointed. I can't believe I had that man on my wall growing up.
Well, Chewy probably grew up a Patriots fan, right? Being from the East Coast, from that area. So yeah, they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You think there was any part of him that's like, ah, you know what? I'd be okay to lose this game because at least the Patriots get a Super Bowl victory.
Good point, Brad. Nah. Good point.
There's no chance.
No, good point, Brad.
It's different. It's the Bears.
Here we go. All right. It's done. We'll let the voting continue on KBN ESPN. And I do want to get to Brad Nerdman. Brad Nerdman debuted yesterday with his protege, Alex Strofe, Wonder Strofe, as his sidekick.
No, Strovis.
No, you're not even close to Jarvis. You're not. Brad Nerdman and Wonder Boy are going to put together more data.
Not just a boy? I want to be a man.
Yep, no, just Wonder Boy. More information as to how the Green Bay Packers truly become Super Bowl champions this year. They are on the trajectory. They have the odds. They have the players. They have the outlook. But how do they become Super Bowl champions? We want to look at them at the top of the top. How do they become what they haven't been since 2010? We do that all together coming up next after Kyle's tells us about American Family Insurance. He probably wouldn't even protect his son with insurance because he doesn't love him.
Oh, well, now you're going too far because it's just too easy for me to protect my son because when you have an option like American Family Insurance, that's exactly how you go. They make life much better with a home or auto policy from American Family Insurance. So and if you're trying to protect your dreams of building something special, whether you're buying a new vehicle, whether you're buying a new home, whether you want to make sure you get life insurance, American Family Insurance has your back with a great auto policy or home policy. All you have to do is go to AmFam.com. And when you do, you can find an agent near you to talk to, walk you through the policy, and walk you through exactly what is best for your needs for your home or auto policy. And when you bundle, you can save as well. So make sure you visit AmFam.com today to get an instant quote online or find an agent near you. And always remember, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
All right, let's do the thing where we figure out how the Green Bay Packers become Super Bowl champs next.
Nerd Man. This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
What's going big? Come
it's,
on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all.
I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Nerd Man returns on KBN.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman, Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Catch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. In order for the Packers to win a Super Bowl, they need to clean up blank. We toss it over to Nerdman, and specifically, there's one player that we've talked about a lot and is getting a lot of praise, as he should. We're going to dive deeper into that praise into Brad Nerdman.
When the data gets dense, when the decimals demand justice, when one man dares to calculate it all, it's Brad Nerdman on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Oh, that's right, KBN Nation. Brad Nerdman here to the rescue for
Nerdman.
All of your intellectual desires that need to be fulfilled and interests that need to be communicated to you. And with this episode of Brad Nerdman, we look at none other than Jordan Love. Jordan Love.
Man. This is going to be good.
This is good, Kyle Wallace. Now, we all agree, and we discussed yesterday, I think you, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroph, and I declare Jordan Love elite for 2025 through this season. It's great from Ben Bruss knocking on the door of elite. And I agree, he is elite. But the cement is still wet on the elite status for Jordan Love. It's got a harden.
Maybe write your initials on it still?
Yeah, you can do that. And you can still shape it to maybe where, maybe it won't dry quite elite. We have to see a little bit for the end of the season. Because I had a little bit of a nerd man moment where I looked at, you know what? He's had some great games this year. Some great games this year. He's also had some stinkers this year. Not as many as previous years, but some games that weren't so good. And I wondered, how does his performances align with how quality the defense is? So I went and I went deep into the nerd man lab, and I determined.
Did Stroph do anything for this?
I looked at. He did not.
This is a solo
mission by Brad Nerdman, and I graphed, went into Excel, went deep into the formulaic world of Excel, and I took a look at Jordan Love's QBR for every game. And against that defense, what was their total defense rankings? And their passing defense rankings, giving me one average number, and compare that to exactly what the QBR is. Now, we could go game by game. What would you say is the best game that you can think of for Jordan Love? Oh, he played great in this game. Kyle Wallace, give me a game.
I mean, he was fantastic against the Detroit Lions the second time.
The Detroit Lions the second time. That is the game where they are 15th in total defense. They are 10th in passing defense. 12.5. That's the one game where I feel like he played his best against a top half opponent. Give me another game. Ben Brust.
Second half, Love cooked the Steelers.
Second half, Love cooked. Let's go to where they rank. They are 28th in total defense, 28th in passing for a combined number of 28. Alex Stroph, give me a great game of Jordan Love.
How about this past week against the Chicago Bears?
Chicago Bears. He did. He was elite, wasn't he, in that game?
Yeah, he was.
Absolutely was.
Nerd
they are
man.
27th in total D, 21st in passing defense, 24th in combination.
This is starting to feel like the cement's wetter than I thought it was with you, Brad.
It was just poured, Ben Bruss. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, what was his worst game? What do you think his worst game of the season was?
Ooh, I mean, the Browns stands out.
Cleveland. The Browns stands out. Number two in total defense, number one in passing defense. Any other games he felt like he did poorly
the
in?
Eagles?
He scored 7 points.
Play calling. 22 in total D, 15th in passing for 18.5 combination. Now, I went through. This is a little exercise in recall for you guys, and it paints the same picture that I saw as I went deep into the numbers. You graph this. There's a direct relationship for Jordan Love between quality of game, his QBR, and how bad the defense is. And they've played some bad defenses. You can't control who you play, but the reality is they've played defenses that have the 28th, 27th, 31st, 32nd, 24th, 29th, 30th, 22nd in total defense. I mean, they played some bad defenses, and those generally have been his best games. The defenses that have been very good, coming to mind is Cleveland, Philadelphia, even Carolina is pretty decent. He plays good to average. It shows on the graph, and it shows here. And the reason why this matters is if the Packers are going to work their way toward the Super Bowl, you're playing good defenses. Denver, this weekend, the first test where we feel like Jordan Love is playing elite-type numbers. Denver, third in total defense, 10th in passing defense. Between the Rams, the Seahawks, New England, and Buffalo, teams I feel like are right there, they are all in the top 10 when it comes to defense. So, Jordan Love, for them to have that Super Bowl-type season. The thing I'm looking at is, will he continue to play
the
elite
level?
So this
is less cleaning up. This is more rising to the moment.
Rising to the moment. Jordan Love, takeaway, summary. It's writing in the sky for Brad Nerdman. Jordan Love, elite when the defenses are not very good. Average to good when the teams are very good.
His
solution, if I'm going to look to my fellow Avenger, in Jordan, Captain Jordan Love. He's going to have to play elite against those other very good defenses if the Packers are going to have a chance to do what we think they're capable of doing, winning a Super Bowl, and that starts this weekend against the second-best defense they faced all year next to Cleveland, and that was the first game you thought of when you thought he played a bad game. So, opportunity extended to Captain Jordan Love to follow through and do it, because it's only going to be the first of many on the way to the Super Bowl.
It doesn't wipe away his elite level. I mean, he played at an elite level this year, and I think you're right. This is an opportunity for Jordan Love to elevate and rise to the occasion against a very, very good defense in an extremely important game for the Green Bay Packers, as now they have an opportunity to knock off another football, a good football team in the Denver Broncos.
I will say to that, though, I remember when I was playing and Carolina was a top five defense. Jacksonville was, I think, second defense in the entire league that year in 2017. The great quarterbacks, like, they still got theirs. I remember Drew Brees would always be able to play at least quality quarterback football when we played him against Carolina. Aaron Rodgers, when we played him against Carolina, he always, like, you couldn't keep him from playing terrible. You could only hope that he played just good. Even in Jacksonville, we played Brady and Roethlisberger, the elite quarterbacks of their times. It was almost impossible to get them to play horrible. You just tried to help them play good. So Jordan Love has to play at least good as we work on the way through these top defenses.
I think this all comes together with what you had said yesterday about you've earned another opportunity to show how great you are. And what's the Bielema saying?
You just won a big game. Your prize is an even bigger game.
And that is really, really ringing true right now as they take on a team that's won 10 in a row on the road with a good defense,
mm-hmm.
An all-pro cornerback in Pat Surtain.
All-pro, former MVP, defensive MVP.
And then you have a great pass rush. So I think that if there was a perfect time for Jordan Love, this is it. Because I believe that he's playing at a level in which he can play well against elite defenses. The offensive line has been playing well to give him a chance to succeed. So I like the timing of this. I don't disagree with the premise. Because you can only play who's in front of you, and he's executed to a high level outside mm-hmm. of the Browns game, which was very early. I believe it was their first road test. It was. They played the first two at home, then went to the Browns.
And the O-line has not been solid universally
throughout,
either. That plays a role, too, I might say that.
Brad Nerdman, making math fun, or at least attempting to.
Yes, I think that's fair. I think that's fair if that's what you want to pick out. Kyle, you talked about the defense, and that's what I'm going to get to next. 800-990-3776. You have some things that you talked about with me, and then actually, you can hit the nerd man, just quick nerd man.
Nerd man.
Ben Brust, Alex Stroff, and Brad Nortman, while Kyle was taking one of his 30 minutes dumps, we crunched the numbers.
Boo-boos.
Boo-boos.
We use boo-boos.
We crunched the numbers on this defense the last six games, where they are against the run. We will let you know where they've been, because that is the one thing we all look at and we're like, losing Devontae Wyatt. Where this defense has been against the run has been kind of the one thing you could point to. We'll share how they need to clean it up and what needs to be cleaned up in 2 minutes.